All right, let's look at this now. AMCU-affiliated miners employed at Sibanye-Stillwater's gold operations are returning to work this morning after a devastating payless 5 months. Remember last week, the mining union abandoned its bid for a 1,000 rand increase for the next 3 years and settled on a hike of 700 rand for the next 2 years and 825 rand the following year. And that's the same deal that other unions like the NUM and Solidarity agreed to last year. And remember, we spoke to AMCU President Joseph Matunjwa on Thursday last week, where he declared victory, saying it's a win-win situation. But is it really? And I know some of you SMS'd and WhatsApped me and said, yes, it is a win, because the union, because Sibanye, in actual fact, lost over 1.6 billion rand in revenue. So you are suggesting that the message has now been sent and it's been clear to Sibanye that you don't mess around with AMCU. But some workers are going back to work with skepticism towards mine management and government. And they've been honest, really, to say that the next few months will be hard for them as they try to survive that payless 5 months. Let's speak to EWN reporter Khumotso Modisa. Khumotso, thank you so much for coming through to studio. I mean, it must be devastating for some of these workers who are going back to work today after 5 months of not being paid. You've spoken to some of them. What do they tell you?
Clement, I mean, as you've heard this morning and the listeners heard in our report, just around, you know, the number of people that we spoke to in the Vugaseshe area, which is the informal settlement just outside Sibanye-Stillwater's Driefontein operation. And the workers there, you know, have been very open to us about how the effects really have been, you know, terrible for all of them. The people that haven't been working for almost five months, that was 2 weeks short of 5 months when the strike was called off. And, you know, saying, you know, they've had to make ends meet. They've had to, you know, put things together. We see some gentlemen who, you know, were trying to sell some things on the corners of the road, you know, trying to, you know, make a living. Remember that they're not just sustaining themselves there in that area, but they're also trying to send some money home wherever they come from. So that was the, you know, the sentiment that we heard. But the, you know, the one nerve-wracking one that we heard that was really emotional was the lady who was, you know, has been forced into prostitution. You'll hear right now from my voice, my whole voice will be played right now, where, you know, this report will give you the kind of sense that we need as to what happened during that time as they've been on strike. Joseph Bila has been running a local spaza shop and tavern here in Vugaseshe, a township near the mine, for 13 years. He says the strike has been the toughest yet.
We got the accounts with the SAB. We don't have a money to pay them. I owe him maybe 120,000.
Meanwhile, this woman, whose sister works at the mine and is the sole breadwinner, says she's been forced to take up sex work in order to help the family make ends meet.
I give that person my body so I can take care of home and my child so he can be like any other child. It's embarrassing. I wonder how many other people these men have told about what I do.
Both Bila and the woman say the strike has taken its toll on them in ways they did not imagine. Eyewitness News, Driefontein Mine in Carletonville.
So basically, you've got this woman saying, I've had to sell my body to survive over the last 5 months.
That's exactly what she said. And, you know, you'll hear that this has affected not only the workers, but their families. The woman that we spoke to had come there because her sister was working on the mine, and the sister's the sole breadwinner. But because the sister wasn't making any money for the past 5 months, she saw that she had to do something. And that's when she's decided to, you know, to get into prostitution to kind of fend for her family, but also her family back home in Lesotho, Clement, which is really the story that these people are not just affected here in Gauteng, but it's for their families in Lesotho, the Eastern Cape, and wherever else.
Okay, and then what is Sibanye Stillwater saying? Because I remember there was some kind of an agreement that the company would now finance the transportation of some of these workers from, many of them, because come from the rural areas, from those areas back to work. Have they seen many of them coming to work this morning?
Yes, so I've spoken to Sibanye Stillwater's representative, Thabisile Phumo, who did say that most of the workers, they've decided now, they've moved the deadline. It was supposed to be today. They will resume work tomorrow. So all of them will resume work tomorrow.
What's
on the
21st. For that?
Well, really, there wasn't any reason given, but I understand that because these people are coming from so many different places, it was the Easter weekend, they couldn't pick them up over the past 4 days. So they're picking them up from today, and they should be back at work tomorrow. But remember, Clement, that the workers that are going to be coming back haven't haven't been at work for 5 months. They haven't gone underground for 5 months, so they might not be fit to carry this out. And this is when the medical examination comes up, you know, that they have to be examined first. They might clock in to say, I'm at work, but they won't be sent immediately underground. There's got to be fitness tests. There's got to be medical examinations that will take place. And after that, then the workers will be allowed to resume their normal duties.
Oh, geez. And then you still have Sibanye Stillwater having lost over 1.6 billion rand in revenue and counting.
Of course,
they go back to production. But thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Khumutso Modise.